Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is our 42nd week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 28. We saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. Now remember, these are heathen. Knew nothing about Jehovah God. Nothing. But they knew there was something different about Isaac. And they knew something that Isaac's God was much bigger than their God. God's. We certainly saw that the Lord was with thee. And we said, let there now be an oath between us, even between us and thee. And let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we've not touched thee, and as we have done nothing unto thee but good. Well, that's not quite true, but. And have sent thee away in peace. That's not quite true, but anyway, kind of a half truth. Remember, they stopped all the wolves and chasing him around, and all that they were striving, the herdmen were all striving. Fine. So anyway, this guy, Abimelech, could be a good politician. Tell you what you want to hear, okay? We left you in peace. Well, not really, but, you know, we let you do what you want. Not really, but, all right, we've done nothing. We sent you away. But, again, verse number 29, thou art now the blessed of the Lord. All these things, but the Lord's blessing you. Isaac, there's something about you and about your God that we don't know nothing about. And, again, that's how the world ought to see us. Not that we're driving nice vehicles, not that we're living in houses, but we have something they don't have. And that's the love and the peace of God in our life. When troubles come in your life, how do you handle it? When these wells were stopped up, what did Isaac fight and fume? And, well, he went and dug another one. Here they came, buried it. What did he do? Well, I'll just dig another one. There's lessons we can learn from this guy. Okay, from Isaac. When difficulties come, what do? We fuss and we complain and we blame everybody, even God. And boy, last year was a terrible year. There's no doubt about it. But I promise you, I said this on my pastor's phone call Friday, if you'll count your blessings from 2020, they will far outweigh the trouble we went through in last year. We focus on those awful things, and there were some awful things that happened last year. But the blessings outstrip those things that happened to us last year. And when people out there look at us, how do we relate? How do we handle when sickness, when disease, when death, when financial struggles, whatever it may be, family problems, how do we handle it? Well, Isaac's enemy said, boy, there's something different about you, and we know the Lord's blessing you. Let's have peace among ourselves. In verse number 30, and he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink, and they rose up quickly in the morning and sware one another, and Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And it came to pass in the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well, which they had digged, and said unto him, we found water. Lord, just keep finding. And this ain't a hard, I wish I could take. These ain't easy things to find, you know. I remember, you know how I'm telling on myself. I remember going around witching with guys who would, with the little, the old timers, with the stick and all. They'd walk around like this, and all of a sudden that stick would, dig a well right here. Remember that? Okay. I don't know how they did it, but they found their water. I don't think they walked around. There it is. Anyway. And he called it Sheba. Therefore, the name of the city is Beersheba. We'll find out about that later, Beersheba, unto this day. And then it ends this chapter. And we're going to end with this. We learned about Isaac and how the Lord was blessing him. Remember, he had a brother named Esau. And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite. and Basemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite. So he married two women, the Hittites. And look at verse number 35. Which were a grief of mind unto Isaac and to Rebekah. Their son, Esau, married two women who were not of the faith. Are you following? They did not believe in the God of Abraham. They did not believe in the God of Isaac. They believed in different gods. So Esau married him, a couple of women outside, so to say, the faith. Now, I got to close with this. Do you know Baptist ought to marry Baptist? Amen. That ain't taught. At the least, saved people ought to marry saved people. Amen. At least we can agree with that one. Your marriage would be much happier if a Baptist marries a Baptist. I hate to see people fussing over, well, a Baptist married Pentecostal, and then they say Pentecostal. Don't get me wrong with that. But, boy, you can have grief. We're going to my church this time and my church this time, and you know where I go with that. It's just good to marry within your own faith. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Are y'all mad at me? But I will tell you this. The last verse of that chapter said that Esau and his wives brought much grief to mom and dad. Literally, it broke their heart to see how the potential that Esau had. Remember, he was a hairy man. He was a cunning. He was a great hunter. But he still had some great potential. And he got out into the world, and the world got a hold of him. Them women. And I'll close by this. Now, shut up. Guys, a woman will get you in trouble. Who said yeah? It will. They will get you. All through the book of Proverbs, it warns. Chapters. Young men, stay away. There's nothing but death. Don't you go in her door. Someone's life recently destroyed by a woman. I know they make choices. I ain't going no farther, but I'm telling you, it's a real thing. And Esau broke his mom and daddy's heart. He married the wrong person. Woman, wait for God's choice for your husband. Wait for God's choice. Are you following? What a way to close that chapter. Isaac being blessed of God, and Esau grieving his mom and dad. Then we'll find out next week about Esau and Jacob once again. Finds interesting. Isaac is dying next week. We'll see about it. And what a story. We'll look at it next week. I've got to quit. Father, thank you again for your word, for the truths of scriptures, even through the story of Isaac. I've learned so many lessons for me and for this church. And it's more than just a story of Isaac and Rebekah and Abimelech. Lord, things that we can learn that apply to us, apply to our lives. May we be better people because we've been under the teaching of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All God's people said.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come see us this week for our World Missions Conference. Monday through Friday, we'll have special services at 7 p.m. with great preaching and music. And then, on Saturday, January 30th, at 6 p.m., the Tribute Quartet will be with us. You don't want to miss these events. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.